which is about the fossil fuel protest taking place at UCT today. The protest was staged by Fossil Free South Africa and students at the university to urge the University Panel on Responsible Investment to make the strongest possible recommendations on fossil fuel divestment in the university's investment portfolio. This conversation's been going on for a number of years. As the world pushes for green energy to be a priority, questions are being asked of public institutions still heavily invested in fossil fuel companies. We're joined now by David LePage of Fossil Fuel Free South Africa. That's quite a tongue twister, Fossil Fuel Free South Africa. David, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Why is divestment from fossil fuel important?
It's incredible. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. It's incredibly important to divest from fossil fuels because burning fossil fuels, that's coal, gas, and oil, is the leading cause of global heating. We're sometimes referred to more innocuously as climate change, but global heating is really what it is.
And has there been critical engagement between the university and the public regarding its fossil fuel investments?
So the university, we've been engaging students and members of staff and alumni like myself have been engaging with UCT over the past 8 years now, asking the university to stop investing in fossil fuels. And the university has started to respond, and it's created a responsible investment panel, which is a first for a university in the global south. And that panel now needs to make some recommendations to the university's investment committee. And we're hoping that those will be really robust recommendations and that they will recommend full divestment of the university's 7 billion rand endowment, of which about 5% in South Africa is invested in fossil fuel companies like Sasol.
David, one doesn't always think of the university first when it comes to, you know, when you think of fossil fuel investments, you don't necessarily think of a university initially. How much fossil fuel investment is there taking place at UCT?
Well, as I mentioned, we've got the university has an endowment, that's an investment fund from which it receives income to supplement its income from the state and from fees and so on. That endowment, just like somebody's pension fund, really, is worth 7 billion, and about 5% of that, of the domestic South African equity share, is in fossil fuels. About 2.5% of the offshore component is in fossil fuels. So a sizable chunk, and certainly more than an institution that is a center of excellence in climate change research should be holding. So our view is that for UCT to be investing in fossil fuels, it's a bit like a doctor who is telling his patients they should stop smoking and is smoking right in front of them at the same time.
How much support was there for your protest today?
We had a turnout of about 15 students, which might not sound like a lot, but over the last few years, we've had literally hundreds of students and academic staff members signing petitions and letters in support of divestment by UCT. And this is a movement that goes beyond, this is a global movement. That fossil fuel divestment is the biggest divestment movement in history. There are literally hundreds of institutions around the world, universities, cities, whole countries like Ireland, which have chosen to divest from these fossil fuels. Of course, some people may worry that divestment may lead to job losses, and there are people employed in the fossil fuel industries in South Africa, but those jobs are under threat already by technology, by the energy transformation that's happening. And I had an opportunity to present the cause of divestment to university leadership this morning. And one of the points which was raised by one of the other participants in that discussion, and I think most people don't realize this, is that the rest of the world is moving very fast on climate change. And in 2 years' time, for example, the European Union will be levying taxes on South African exports on the basis of how carbon intensive our economy is at the time. And South Africa has one of the most coal-intensive economies in the world. So we're going to be right at the receiving end of punitive sanctions, essentially, because our exports are so fossil fuel intensive. And this is not something that's just happened overnight. We've known that this was coming for 10 years or more. So the government has really been asleep at the wheel on this issue.
Sure. David, unfortunately, we have to go to the Eyewitness News headlines, but for people that would like to get involved, I mean, you know, I'd be very interested in supporting something like this. Where do we find more information and how do we join in?
Well, the organization is actually Fossil Free South Africa. We have a website. We have a campaign for people who want to divest their pension funds and so forth. It's not just universities. We have an Invest Fossil Free campaign where we're asking asset managers like Coronation and Allan Gray, people who want to sort of demand fossil free options from those investment managers. So I really encourage people to Google us, check out our website, look at our campaigns. This is one way in which people can make a very strong personal vote on climate breakdown.
Sure, and such an important thing to do. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, David LePage of Fossil Free South Africa.